everybody. This is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net, and I've been reading from Linda Bacon's Health at Every Size, and I recently came upon a part in this book that has to do with sugar and fat. And I'm a nerd, and so I was really interested in this part, and it had to do with why those two are so appealing to us. And so apparently, the ratio 50 to 50 of sugar to fat is like the perfect ratio that gives us this big rush of endorphins, which are the feel-good chemicals in our brain. And ironically, that is the perfect ratio, and it is found in high-quality chocolate. And that made me think about menstruation, or pre-menstruation, you know, for women, how chocolate is often craved. And it made sense because there's, you know, of course it feels really good to the endorphins, but there's caffeine in it, and that gives you an energy boost, and women are often fatigued. There's a compound in it that is energy boosting, and also there's a compound that is like an opiate, so it makes you feel good. And so chocolate addresses the fatigue and the mood swings, and it just tastes really good because of the fat and the sugar in it. And it made me think more about trust. So cravings, like chocolate prior to menstruation, is something that people should listen to. I need to listen to cravings too. The reason being that our bodies naturally crave food based on what it needs. So for example, if I have a couple of pieces of food in front of me, I may be drawn to one of those opposed to the others because there's something in that one food that my body needs. So I may be drawn to breads and cereals because I need B vitamins, or carrots because of the vitamin A, or oranges because of the vitamin C, or whatever it may be. And that's my body's way of saying that it's lacking something or needs more of something. And so I think it's really important for us to trust our bodies. It's really hard after dieting. Dieting gives you these rules. It says, you know, low carb, or low fat, or whatever it tells you. And so you start to not trust your body anymore and just focus on the rules of the diet. But really trusting our body and listening to what it needs is helpful to us because we're giving our body the fuel and the vitamins and the minerals that it needs to be healthy and to, you know, be at its peak, you know. And so I wanted just to share this with you because I'm a nerd, and the science behind the desire for chocolate and other things is really interesting. And before I go, I wanted to share with you that I'm one of the unfortunate people who can't have chocolate. I'm sensitive to the caffeine in it. It makes my stomach upset, and so I just avoid it. But I have a cure for that. I make these awesome peanut butter cookies that literally have more butter and sugar in it than peanut butter, and they are really good. So even when I'm not feeling all that great, if I'm premenstrual or whatever, and I can't have chocolate, that's okay, because I have my peanut butter cookies. And they taste good, and I feel great, and yeah, it's a craving. They may not be diet approved, but I feel better, and there's something in it that my body needed, and it works. So anyhow, I just wanted to share that little tidbit with you. So again, this is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net. Please like, comment, and subscribe. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye.